Ravana then continued challenging great kings to fight or surrender unto him, and many prominent rulers accepted defeat even without a fight. One day, Ravana came to Ayodhya, and when he challenged Maharaj Anaranya, the king came out of his capital with a huge army. Although Anaranya's army was completely massacred by the Rakshasas, the king himself was able to seriously wound Maricha, Shuka, Sarana, and Prahasta, forcing them to flee the battlefield. Maharaj Anaranya then proceeded to shower 800 arrows upon Ravana's head. But the Rakshasa king was not even slightly injured from the attack. Ravana rushed forward, quickly striking Anaranya on the head with his hand, causing him to fall to the ground, fatally wounded. And as the king lay dying, he cursed Ravana. "In the future, a descendant in my dynasty named Ram will become the cause of your destruction." While the king uttered this oath, flowers showered down from heaven, and the demigods could be heard beating their celestial drums. As King Anaranya gave up his body, Ravana then left that place.